This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Saudi agents were waiting when Jamal Khashoggi walked into their country's consulate in Istanbul 2 weeks ago, and he was dead within minutes, beheaded, dismembered, his fingers severed, and within 2 hours the killers were gone, according to details from audio recordings described by a senior Turkish official, putting more pressure on the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. 48 hours after Taylor Swift posted her endorsement of Tennessee candidates on Instagram, more than 166,000 people across the country had registered to vote. Roughly 42% of the newly registered are between the ages of 18 and 24, right in Taylor Swift's wheelhouse. We've never seen a 24 to 36 or 48-hour period like this, a spokesman for Vote.org said. Just 31% of self-identified independent voters support the president. Independents now constitute approximately 40% of Americans and make up a plurality of voters in key electoral states. State lawmakers in Queensland, Australia, voted to decriminalize abortion, scrapping a centuries-old law that had made it an offense punishable with prison time. The Queensland Parliament has achieved a notable level of representation for women. The Premier, the head of the government, is a woman, the first in Australia to be elected to two terms. Her deputy is a woman, and so is half of her cabinet. And another first, the opposition is also led by a woman. The former president of USA Gymnastics was arrested in Tennessee on evidence tampering charges stemming from a Texas investigation into sexual abuse allegations and other misconduct at the women's national gymnastics team's training camp. Facebook believes that the hackers who gained access to the private information of 30 million of its users were spammers looking to make money through deceptive advertising, according to people familiar with the company's internal investigation. The U.S. opened a new front in its mounting economic conflict with China, starting a process to withdraw from a 144-year-old international postal body whose discounts allow Chinese merchants to ship small packages to U.S. customers at sharply reduced rates. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.